This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. My musical guest today is someone who kicked off the picnic series of gigs at the Nordic House. You recall, of course, that Jose, who runs that and various other music projects around the city, has been a guest on the show. And when I saw an email from Lenny from Possumiste, have I got that right?
Possumiste.
There's no E at the end. Possumiste. When I saw the email from Possumiste, I thought, aha, I've seen this name before, because she and they performed at the first of those picnic gigs, which was a couple of weeks ago now, wasn't it? How was it?
It was great. It was the opening of the... It was this midsummer party, and I think my music really matched this vibe, because it's really...
Yes.
There's a lot of creatures and magic and...
Well, let's talk about your music, because the single Monster, which I think is a banger, has been out on Bandcamp since the middle of June. It's going to be available on all the streaming services towards the end of July. So tell me about that single and tell me how it fits into your music.
So that single, actually, the story was really interesting. It's not the only song that has come to me that way, but normally I just hear song ideas, like when I'm walking or something. And then it was, I think it was 3 years ago. Wow, time goes so fast. But it was 3 years ago, February. And I had this chorus in my head. I see the monsters getting wild. And
yes.
And then I started working on a song, and more lyrics started channeling through. And then a few days later, the war started.
Mm.
And it was super scary, because it again, like, is one of those feelings that you kind of foresaw the future in some really weird, uncomfortable ways.
Yes.
And a lot of songs have come to me that way. It's sometimes really scary. But
So when you wrote about monsters, you didn't have that in mind, because that situation didn't exist at that point.
Exactly.
But now it does, and you think it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It has become, I think, like, really relevant in many different contexts. Of course, it's not about war against, you know, between countries. It's the war that, you know, like, we are seeing so much, like, abuse in every product that we basically use. You know, many of them are, like, unethically produced. There's much blood behind those things, and I think, like, as a human, it's really, really easy to feel bad. Mm-hmm. And, like, many people just feel, like, sad and depressed, like, on a daily basis, and think that what's wrong with them, but maybe just a reaction, like, normal reaction to the world that's not really, like, running as we should accept it running. So maybe we should, like, really do something about it. And this feeling of us feeling bad, it means that, you know, we don't accept this and we have to change it. And now is the time, because, you know, we are running out of time.
Well, we're going to hear the song in a few moments' time, of course, but there's a lot of energy to it, a lot of electronics in there as well. Is that typical of your style, or do you have a style, would you say?
Yeah, it's the first single from the new era, which is called Star People. And yes, there would be a lot of modular synthesizers.
Yes.
What
are your influences then? What do you listen to yourself?
Well, to be honest, like, I listen to a lot of noises around us. I just try to, like, walk with my ears open.
Yes.
Like, musically, yeah, my taste is, like, really, like, all over the place. And maybe latest discoveries, yeah, like, Viagra Boys. Viagra Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love classical music. I just, ambient, everything.
You just love music, by the sounds of it.
So
it's really hard to say what's your favorite or who do you listen to, because it's everything.
I love music, and I think that's the point.
Yeah. Okay, so you've just been touring the UK. That went well, it seems.
Yes. That's really... I feel like, the UK audience still love Iceland. There's a connection, definitely.
Yes.
I love the people there. It's the vibe.
Is that part of it, do you think? Maybe not just in the UK, but other countries, because Iceland has such an important and deserved reputation when it comes to music. When you go to other countries, is it almost like a bit of a head start, because everyone knows that Icelandic music is good to begin with?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought that more people would. For me, it was obvious that everybody would know Iceland for its music. Mm. But still, there were many, especially younger people, like in their early 20s, who were like, in many places, the majority of the audience, they had no idea.
Yeah.
And I feel it's maybe time to like give a little like bump to it, because you know Björk and Sigur Rós, and they were, you know, they have been around for a long time, but for the new audiences maybe they were not born.
No,
with
well
it,
that's
so.
that's the horrifying thing, because I realized how old I was when I remembered that the first Sigur Rós album came out not just in the last century but the last millennium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean. That's great. I think like people. I think Iceland still has, you know, for its music, the good reputation. Also, that we don't have an army, and because of the volcano, you know, those things that are around. That's kind of like it feels alien to them, you know.
Yes.
And the music, of course, it's, you know, it's more free. I feel it's more free of the, because nobody cares here.
So you're into the new era, as you say. Your debut album was called Universe. You touched a bit on this, but how does it differ, what you're now doing, from what people might know of you from your debut?
So, and Universe is, and it is an escapist album. Every song is a dream that's opening the space that we are not in reality. Where do we go? But Star People, it is the other way around. Mm. It's people from the stars or some alien species looking on Earth, and they see how beautiful it is, but they also see how humans treat it, and it's really like addressing the issues and looking up on Earth from afar and saying that it's time to do something.
What do you want to do next?
I just want to release music. I feel like every song has, especially on this album, every song has so much to say that I cannot just make an album of 10 songs and just do 3 singles. Mm, I just feel that I want to give every song the attention it needs and like do great videos and visual. It just belongs. It's just really visual, audiovisual album.
Yes.
You can't take it like apart. So
how much does Iceland inspire you as a place? Because I think going back to the idea that Icelandic music is obviously very well known and needs to be again, how much does the country itself inspire you?
I think the country itself, of course, with its, you know, dark time, it's not really much distraction here, which I really like, because I really like to just disappear into my music.
I love it too. I love the
this
darkness.
This is great, yeah, right? Yeah,
it's great.
You get so much done.
Yes.
And
yes.
but I think it's more the people who really are like really collaborative and kind of support you in the way that there's not much of like criticizing your colleagues or criticizing your pals. Like there's no like I am better musician than you. I have never come across anything like that here, while I have seen it a lot in different countries when there's a lot of competition, and I feel that I really like, I want to keep music as a pure, it's a soul,
yes.
It's a really spiritual thing for me. So I really, like, I love it. I love it that I can just create anything and just feel that it's, you know, it has its place.
And everyone plays in each other's bands here, don't they?
It has to be fun. Life has to be fun, and I think music is a great way to have fun.
Any gigs coming up? I mean, our conversation that we're recording now will probably be published sometime in the middle of July, thereabouts, as we look into August and into the autumn. What are the plans for live work?
Well, in autumn, or in August, it's Menningarnótt. So the Culture Night, yes, I hope to perform there. There's so much going on. And then during Airways, we want to put on a little off venue or like a little magical concert, because my friend who I met during our UK tour, Ben Seal, he's planning to come here and wants to play. So, exciting things will be happening.
Okay, well, one of the very exciting things is the single Monster, which I described as a banger a few moments ago. We're about to prove that, I think. Been out on Bandcamp since the 21st of June. We'll put a link up to that on the page that accompanies this show from Roof English Radio. But it's about to explode all over the streaming services as well, isn't it?
Yes, explode.
Excellent stuff.
In a peaceful way. Yeah.
All right.
Music should explode.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Here is Possumist. The single is Monster.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.